So just last week I went to Washington, D.C., and I went to the first meeting of child care workers from all over the country, and their stories are all the same, whether they're in Florida, Las Vegas, Chicago, St. Louis, all over the country. There were people from 13 cities, and their stories were all the same. People's lights weren't on, people were losing their homes, people are homeless, people can't afford health care. The story is the same everywhere. We can't pay our bills on our wages. It would mean I could breathe a little bit easier. It would mean I could make payments on my student loans. I have holes in my shoes right now and they kind of hurt my feet, but I can't afford new ones. And so it would make the difference that I could pay my bills and get things that I need, like shoes or going to the doctors, without fear of, can I pay for my food too? It's really important to also note that we're not just, as childcare workers, fighting for 15 and union rights, but we're also fighting for quality, affordable childcare. So many people who are low-income, low-wage workers can't afford childcare, and so we are working also to raise the subsidy that both parents get and that childcare providers get to help make childcare accessible for all.